Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Our hope is that these few minutes would encourage you and give you some hope as you launch into your day. And speaking of launching, one of the things that's happening around here at Sugar Hill Church, where I'm recording from, is we're about to launch a brand new semester of groups. We think that every single adult ought to be connected with a small group for a number of reasons. Friendships, accountability, spiritual growth. There's so many great reasons, but I want to encourage you, even if you're not in this area, to find a group that you can jump into and be part of over the next 8 or 12 weeks. It's going to be incredible. But today, I want to talk about one of the most powerful forces on the planet. It's something that's so strong, it's something that can make such a big difference, and it's what I call the healing power of love. I mean, as you think about your life and as you think about this year, if you want to have true healing in your life, if there's areas of your life that you're looking for that just need a special touch, I want to encourage you to fill your life with love. Here's some of the things that I know about love. Love is the only thing that can change things that feel unchangeable. It's the one thing that can move things that seem unmovable. Check out this list that I found. Love invigorates, love revitalizes, love renews, and love refreshes. That's why I say it is one of the most, if not the most powerful force on this planet. And one of the reasons why I know that is because when the Bible describes God, it says that God is love. It doesn't say that he has love. It says that he is love. In other words, love is the thing that can mend things that otherwise can't be mended. It's the thing that can lift somebody up, that can strengthen them, that can energize them, and it can empower them. I love what Romans 12 says in verses 9 and 10. It says, "Do not pretend to love others. Instead, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other." I love those couple of verses. There's so much in there that we could focus on, but think about that phrase, take delight in honoring each other. This is a reminder that we are to show and extend love to other people. One of the things that I think that means is that whatever group you're in, maybe it is your small group, whenever you see a friend that you're in relationship have a win, celebrate with them. Man, if they have a win in their health, their finances, or any other goal, celebrate with them. Celebrate their wins. Be like, man, you lost 2 pounds? Awesome. Hey, you got out of debt this week? That's fantastic. Oh, you had a breakthrough? You did something great in your marriage? That's terrific. I mean, I think that's a real practical way of doing what the Bible says, to delight in honoring each other and show genuine affection. One of the things, I can't prove this, but one of the things that I so believe is that when we live that way, when we extend that, when we celebrate that, when we take delight in honoring other people, it's almost like God looks down and says, man, I'm going to bring healing in your life. I think sometimes we think that that celebration is for somebody else, and God in turn uses that celebration of somebody else to do a work inside of us. There's something healing about loving others. There's something mending about showing respect and showing honor and giving ourselves away. There's fantastic examples all through Scripture of this, but if you think about the story of Job, that's pretty remarkable. He lost everything. He lost his health. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. He lost it all. And yet at the end of the book, God gave it back. Why? Was it because Job prayed for himself? No. In fact, Job's prayers were outward focused. The Bible says in the book of Job that after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. He was praying for somebody else. And so there's a lot of things that I would encourage you about as you think about this next season in your life, but I would encourage you to think about the idea of a small group. A small group is so powerful, not just so that others can help you, but so that you can help them, so that you can pray for them, and then God will show up in a powerful way. Give yourself away this next season. Give yourself away in love, and then watch God do the work. There's something powerful about the healing power of love.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.